Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good afternoon, inspired listeners. Thank you for being with us today and every Wednesday. If there's one thing that I know you're going to feel after this hour together, it is inspired, because that's how I feel every time I talk with our special guest today. We are so blessed to be sharing our time with Mark and my colleague from Best American Psychics, and actually who Mark and I started off our radio experiences with, which is and our former co-host with our former co-host on the Hour to Empower. So we're really excited to bring this guest on today, and she's just got an incredible story to share with us. But first, I'm Kim Balkin, founder of my spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen in the beautiful states of Virginia and California. If there's anything that I can do to help you live a happy life in the way of or through readings, healings, and hypnotherapy, please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. You can learn more about the work that I'm doing at www.lovefirst.info. I left the corporate world to live my life's purpose because there's nothing I'm more passionate about than the work that I feel honored to do, and I would love to work with you. Or you can just reach out and say hi, too. I love it when folks do that. I just want to share that I am doing our show. I want to give a shout out to the state of North Carolina. I'm doing our show live today from the beautiful state of North Carolina. I'm here in Kill Devil Hills on the very peaceful and beautiful Outer Banks. I'm here surrounded by all of God's creation and beauty. So I'm just grateful to be here today. And with me today and every Wednesday is my co-host, the one and only, the intuitive prospector, Mark Lanehart, in the beautiful state of Seattle, Washington. Mark, how you doing out there today?
Hi, Kim. Hi, inspired listeners. I know the Outer Banks very well. I spent many days traveling across the Outer Banks in my Coast Guard day. So North Carolina, beautiful area. I don't know if I can say I'm too happy with the state of North Carolina, though, Kim. They beat my Gonzaga Bulldogs in college basketball and won the national championship, but the state itself is very beautiful.
Right. I didn't know that you visited the Outer Banks, but yes, I'm. That must be disappointing, Mark. Anytime our own team loses, it's disappointment.
Yeah, it's always fun, though, and the Outer Banks, beautiful area. Crossed it several times on my way down to the Caribbean Islands from Boston, Massachusetts. So I hope that you're having a nice, relaxing time out there and soaking up that energy, especially with retrograde and kind of the chaos in the world. But just happy to be here on the radio and looking forward to Diana's testimonial and her story and her healing and the journey that she's gone on and gone through. And I think our inspired listeners all around the world will be very inspired, like you said. Like Kim said, I'm Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, and I am here in Seattle, Washington. And I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to spend the next hour with us here every Wisdom Wednesday over on OM Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. I'm going to be monitoring the live Facebook page. So if you want to head over to our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, you can post a question there. You can also call in with your live questions at 1-202-570-6000. 7057. That's here in the United States. You can use that number to call in and chat with us. Love to have you ask a question or just participate in the Inspired community. Social media, we also can be found on Twitter, Instagram, and Google Plus. If you look under Twitter and Instagram, it's Inspired for Us. That's the number four. Our encore shows you can catch over on iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, SoundCloud, Ohm Times Radio Archives, and I have my favorite episodes at marklienhart.com. Wanted to let you know that I just had a beautiful weekend, Kim, on mediumship, and it was so fun to watch people who've never done mediumship do mediumship for the first time, and it was just a really beautiful weekend. So I just want to once again thank my friend Shelley Smith up at A Path to Avalon for allowing me to come out and do the spiritual weekend of mediumship, and Whispers from the Other Side was the workshop. Our Inspired Living Positive Affirmation for the month of April, as we head into the second week of April, is I love myself in totality and I radiate positive energy. Say that one more time. I love myself in totality and I radiate positive energy. And I think that's going to fit really well with today's show about loving yourself and radiating positive energy. If you want to catch the work that I'm doing here in the Pacific Northwest, please visit me at marklienhart.com. Internet search the Intuitive Prospector, or you can find me over on Best American Psychics. Love to work with you. Help you go prospecting for your own spiritual gold. Kim, back to you.
Thank you, Mark. So today we not only are going to be welcoming on Diana Blagden, but also we're going to be honored to have her husband join us as well, Larry Blagden, and just a little bit about their background through the bio that we posted on Facebook. We're going to be posting some additional information too for some really helpful links and numbers, places that you can go to as a resource that's been helpful on Diana's path and that, you know, our listeners might be able to benefit from as well. So be checking our Facebook pages for those helpful links following this show as well. But just a little bit first about Diana and Larry's background. They were back in October of 2016, not that long ago, they were getting ready to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary, which they did do. So happy 50th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations
to both of you. That is quite a thing to have that in a lifetime and a real blessing. And so they were in this very happy time of their lives where things were feeling very normal and they were enjoying retirement. And Larry had retired from a very successful corporate career as a CEO of an international business operation. And Diana had also retired from a 15-year hotel management career when she decided to pursue the work that she loved, which is being a psychic life and business coach and also the owner and operator of a seasonal metaphysical shop in Fish Creek, Wisconsin. And so they were both living their life very normally and were not prepared, to say the least, for the news that they had received in October of 2016, that same month that they were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. There had been 18 months of trying to seek answers to some of the symptoms and things that Diana was experiencing medically and were not able to come to any conclusions after visiting multiple doctors until they heard from the neurologist that the neurologist said to Diana and her husband, I think you have ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a degenerative neuromuscular disease that causes the muscles to weaken over time. And that was, of course, followed by the words, there is no cure. Get your affairs in order because the average life expectancy is 3 to 5 years. That just, no one can prepare for hearing those words. And Diana is going to walk us through kind of what led up to, Diana and Larry will walk us through what led up to that and where they are today. And I'm telling you, if there's one thing that I can say every time I talk to Diana is that I'm in awe of her perspective on life and the path that she's on. And I just, I just thought it was so important to have her on our show to share her story with the rest of us. So Diana and Larry, thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing this next hour with us.
Welcome, you
Thanks,
two.
Kim and Mark.
Yeah, and thank you, guys.
It's nice to be back on the air with you.
Back it's on the air once nice, again. Diana.
Right. I asked Larry to join us because my voice has been affected, and he can fill in the details of the early symptom. Larry?
Yeah. Actually, the average time from diagnosis, from onset of the disease to diagnosis is a couple of years, 18 months. Western medicine does not have a very good handle on this in any way, shape, or form. So they will diagnose several different things that Diana went through. She went through treatment for H. pylori, which is a bug in the stomach, that was causing her throat problems. The first neurologist we saw diagnosed myasthenia gravis, which we had never heard of as well. And that's for a second, that we get a second opinion. So we did go to a second neurologist, and the first time we saw him, he said, you have bulbar palsy, which turns out to be a subset of ALS. And it wasn't until October that the doctor was finally willing to say, this is ALS. It's also known as MND. In Europe, that's what it's called. It is a progressive motor neuron disease,
and
with no known cure.
Larry, if I could just say that is our lead into our first break here, which has come up pretty fast.
Okay.
But we'll be back in 2 minutes, and when we return, you can continue your story of the diagnosis and what led up to it. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Diana Blagden, joined by her husband, Larry. Before we went to break, we were talking about what led up to the medical diagnosis of ALS. I just want to remind our listeners that if you've got questions or you'd like to call in, you can do that at any time, and you can dial the number 202-570-7057. I'm Kim Salkin. You can find me at lovefirst.info, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mark Lanehart. You can find him at marklanehart.com. So, Larry, thank you again for being with us today, and I'll just allow you to continue where you left off. You were talking about, after an 18-month stint of going to different doctors, that the doctor, the neurologist, finally came through with a diagnosis.
I'd just like to make one last point about this before I let Diana talk about the journey she's been on so far with this. And that is, ALS is an umbrella definition. People should understand that no two ALS patients really are the same. The disease attacks certain nerve bunches. And so in Diana's case, it was her throat and her tongue and her cheeks and then her upper arms, but it has not really affected her legs at this point in time. Others are affected first by their legs and lose the ability to walk. So it's ALS is not a disease. It's an umbrella definition of a whole bunch of diseases. And the best way I could describe what's going on is my electrical engineering background. If you're trying to operate a battery-operated tool and it's running out of juice, the tool still wants to work, but there's just not enough juice in the battery to get it done. That's basically what's happening with Diana. The neurons are just not there to make the muscles work. So with that, I think Diana should really spend the time talking about her journey on this.
Yes, that would be great. And thank you for doing such a thorough, giving us such a thorough explanation, Larry, because so many times these types of things can be misunderstood, and there's a lot to understand here. And so, Diana, please do tell us about your journey and what it is you'd like to share with the listeners.
Once I had the diagnosis, we got up and Larry said, "I'll get the car. Why don't you wait here?" So I sat down and said, "Okay, Diana, you know there is nothing that exists on the planet that someone hasn't healed." So I Googled people who have healed from ALS and found the website healingals.org, which is a group of individuals who have put together a wealth of information sharing stories of who and how individuals are reversing symptoms and healing. So then I had a blueprint, and I began my journey. As you may recall, middle of 2015, my voice began to falter. And it took me that long to get the diagnosis. So I had begun to look at diet and what I needed to do and change and toxins and all of that needs to be addressed. And then there mm-hmm. was the spiritual component. In August of 2016, a friend of mine from Colorado came out to see what the H was going on with Diana. And she said, upon leaving, I think you need to look at ALS. So at that point, I got on a web page I was familiar with, a woman named Sheila Macbeth, and her website is Our Spiritual Nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a list of symptoms based on diagnosis and spiritual cause. So I went to ALS and read what she said and realized that it was a possibility based on the spiritual symptoms that she described. It began to talk about me. And then I looked at the choices I had made as a soul when I was creating my life blueprint. I'm a 5 life path, Mark. So it's all about go, 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 do, do, do. And I have been on a dead run my entire life. So that was consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I kept looking at all that.
Now, Diana, you talked about some important things, and one of them was the diet, taking a look at the diet. And I know that you talked a lot about, you've talked about a Dr. Tidone, I think is how you pronounce the name.
Yes.
And you're working with a diet that he used as his daughter was diagnosed with ALS.
I'm working with a healing protocol. It's vitamins and Larry, can you help with this? I wonder if he's still there.
No, I'm sure the Deanna protocol is what it's called, and you can find it online in detail. But it's made up of a whole series of supplements and vitamins, all of which are designed to try and bring back the chemical balance that produces the neurons that you need for your muscles to move. And the neurologist we're going to look at it, of course, he's Western medicine. He offered no hope. But he said, this won't hurt you. Go ahead and take it. The reality is the series of supplements and additives and vitamins has, I believe, slowed significantly the progression of Diana's disease. It is not a cure. And most of the people we've talked to say the cure comes from faith and prayer, and internally is where you ultimately heal. But there are diets and supplements out there that can help slow the process.
And just for the listeners, you can learn more about this at winningthefight.org. Again, we'll have these links on our Facebook page as well. But oftentimes, you know, we don't get all the answers that were very hopeful responses from Western medicine. And so I think, Diana, what you've done is just such a beautiful job of taking all of the benefits of different practices and holistic remedies and included in there Western medicine where it can help you and support you, but pulling together all the best of the best from all of these different practices. Now, you talked earlier, Diana, about the site healingals.org, and there are some very specific things that people with ALS, or what you call PALS, what helps them do better on this path. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I do. What they've learned at healingals.org is if people take charge of their own health, stay positive to the best of their ability, and understand that there are things that they can do to take care of their mind and body and spirit, in spite of the diagnosis, whatever you're diagnosed, if you apply sound principles, you can heal. So spend the time and effort to do your own research and believe it's possible.
The time is just running very quickly here, but we are heading into our second break, so stay with us, and we'll be back in 2 minutes with our special guest, Diana Blagden, joined by her husband, Larry, as we talk about self-healing, ALS, and also spiritual practices that can help us through our most challenging times.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Diana Blagden. Of course, every Wednesdays we do take calls. If you've got questions that you'd like to ask Diana or any one of the guests here, you can call in directly 202-570-7057. So, Diana, before we went to break, we were talking about that very helpful organization that has helped you live your life in the best way possible as you continue down your journey and on your path, and that is healingals.org. Now, they do, too, they are producing a documentary to educate people on this.
Right.
It looks like they are taking donations to help. So I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that, but Mark is also posting all of these links on our Facebook page now. Looks like it's healingals.org /donations. But go ahead and, Diana, you can talk to the listeners a little bit about what they're doing on that front.
Yes, they have documented, they are in the process of documenting on film the stories of, I believe it's 16 people who have healed or reversed symptoms of the disease. It's very uplifting and educational. And they're also finding that much of the work that is being done with ALS applies somewhat to the other neurological diseases, Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's. So they're better understanding a broader application. So a donation to Healing ALS allows them to finish this project. Now there's
one more thing
I want to talk about, Kim.
Yes, sure.
I feel strongly that as a soul, I chose this lesson. And that as a soul, I set up in conjunction with my guides a psycho-spiritual makeup that was created to draw to me the circumstances and situation for this manifestation to occur. I'm not a victim in this. I am a conscious co-creator of my life experience. So later this month, I am going to Chicago to do a between life soul regression with Dr. Linda Bachman, who I trained with for past life soul regression, as you know. And I have also got a link to work that she is doing, a class she's teaching that Mark has put on about healing and awakening through past life exploration. So I want to make your inspired listeners aware that the most powerful thing you can do for yourself is understand that you're a vibrant co-creator. Your life does not happen to you. It happens through you and at your direction.
Well, Diana, I tell you, and this is, you know, one of the first things I remember you talking to me about when we talked after your diagnosis or this diagnosis. And you had said, you know, Kim, my soul, this is what I created, that there, you know, I'm a part of this experience, and I'm learning now what it is that, you know, I set out to learn through these experiences. And I mean, I tell you, Diana, I just thought, and I'm going to cry because I don't know. It was so just inspirational to hear you say that. I mean, so many people, as you know, as psychics, Diana, when we have people call in, and I'm so sorry to be crying, but this is real and raw, right, life.
Mm-hmm.
But they're calling in, and they're calling in because, you know, this guy that they liked didn't call them back, or this girl that they liked, you know, isn't going out with them again. And they're not seeing it as, you know, what is the lesson behind it, or what is it that I'm supposed to be learning? And for you to have, this is a pretty, really big life-changing experience.
Yeah.
To be able to see it from that perspective, really, which is the correct perspective, and as spiritual workers, we all know that. But to actually then be able to live it is a whole nother ballgame.
But the important
you said, you know,
thing.
Yeah.
The important thing, Kim, is to remember, as light workers, we're called to empower people to be the best that they can be. If they call us with a true confession heartache, and we administer to them, it leads them to a higher perspective. It doesn't matter what talk about.
That's right. That's right. But really, though,
but
Diana, there is really something to be said to have the perspective that you have with the very big life experiences, the one that you're going through now. And you said something that was very powerful to me, too. And you said, you know, now, Kim, is the time for me to live what it is I teach other people.
Yeah,
and that,
walk my talk.
Yeah, walk your
talk. Walk my talk.
Walk your talk. And that was very powerful for me to hear you say that. So, Diana, one of the things that you've talked about, too, and I know you've been an avid student of Dr. Bachman's. In fact, we had her on the Hour to Empower.
We did.
We all co-hosted together. And I remember I got her book. It's got some very interesting teaching, very powerful teacher. And in fact, I was blessed to have a past life regression through you, which unexpectedly I learned some very important things about myself through you. you never know what you're going to get when you know, go into a session like that. But nonetheless, it's really fascinating to be a part of your journey with you, to be blessed to hear you share your stories of what you've learned on your path and the different things that you're doing to have a better understanding about what, you know, this experience. And
well,
you talked about surrendering. Now, that is something that we talk a lot about, right? Oh, we've got to surrender to spirit. It's a very easy thing to say, but boy, really puts you to the test when you do really need to do that. So talk to us a little bit about what that looks like for you. What does that look like for you, surrendering to spirit?
An understanding probably of my background is helpful, because for as long as I can remember, spirit, God, consciousness, has been like a quiet movie playing in the background of my life. Always I knew that there was a creative intelligence guiding my life. And for as long as I can remember, if I paid attention, I was good to go. It's only when I got belligerent that things got a little dicey. So my first real surrender was 40 years ago as I began a recovery process from alcoholism. And the groundwork for what I'm doing today is that experience. Let go and let God.
Yes, well, you are really doing a beautiful job of that, Diane. Again, every time I talk to you, I get off the phone thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe, I was just so inspired by your perspective on things. And as we know, our perspective, our thoughts are everything, right? And so, and I loved how you that was the first thing you, I think, took a strong look at in this process was your thoughts and making sure that your thoughts were as healthy as possible by doing this research on your own, by surrounding yourself with a support group, by looking at the success stories. I mean, all of these things help to support where our thoughts are, and you just hit that head first.
Well, and it's helpful that at 14, we're done?
Yes. Yes, actually, we're going into our last break, Diana, but you can finish that thought when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be here in 2 minutes. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Great.
Stay with us.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Diana Blagden. So, Diana, I'll let you go ahead and finish your thoughts there. You were talking about the importance of spirit, so I'll let you finish your thoughts. And I would love to talk to you about how spirit has worked with you through this process, too.
Okay. What I wanted to say is, being human, I have my points in time. And I recently had one of those low points, and it helps that I am married to a person that we started dating at 14 and knew at that point that we had work to do together. It has not always been pretty, but we've gotten it done. And when I had my, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this, Larry looked at me and he said, you've got this. You and Spirit know exactly what to do. And so I was okay again. I do what I need to do to get the positive reinforcement I need. Yesterday, I had a text back and forth with a dear friend who needed to be lifted. And that always works.
Mm-hmm.
To go outside of yourself.
Isn't that something, Diane? That's kind of what I thought, too, when I was talking to you, is that one might think, well, you know, we need to support you and lift your spirits, and then come to find out you're actually doing that for us.
But
so
I came to the planet to do. As light workers, that's what we're here to do, so it feeds us.
Mm-hmm.
We are
spiritually
fed.
Yes, yes. Now, Diana, share with us, you know, you've got a beautiful connection with your guidance. How has your guidance helped you through this? Do they kind of sit back and let you experience what it is you need to experience for your own growth?
No, they get pushy at times.
Or they get pushy
they
at times.
They actually get kind of pushy. This last year, looking for the diagnosis, I would have things happen like a client would come in and talk about a book. Have you read The Emotion Code? No, so I got it and began reading it. A week later, another customer came in and was talking about this chiropractor in Madison and the work he was doing in the teaching. The very next day, a woman came in that I hadn't seen for 2 years, and she started talking about the emotion code and a woman in Madison who does the work. The woman in Madison that does the emotion code work happens to be a veterinarian. And I said, okay, I get it. I called her, and I've been doing emotion code work with her all through the process.
Okay. Okay, so you were getting messages pretty clearly.
All the time. A man and a woman came in, and they were obviously looking for something. And I said, may I help you? And he said, are you Diana? I said, yes. He said, I'm going to use a different name. Ray Ann in Oklahoma said, I needed to come see you. I said, what do you do? I am a Cherokee shaman. And the next morning, he came before I opened the shop, and we did a session together that was very helpful. I mean, you can't make this up.
Right. Right.
And it was throughout the process of getting to the diagnosis was one thing after another. I'm working in the shop, and Spirit says, I've been working with Raphael. And Raphael says, call Maggie Tuna. I mean, really, call Maggie Tuna. So I called Maggie, and we did 5 or 6 sessions, which were instrumental in me working through a healing issue with my mother.
Okay. Isn't that just amazing how when we need it, Spirit pulls in to support us in different ways. The messages may not come telepathically. They might come through somebody else, just like you shared with
Correct.
Us in your experiences.
And oftentimes telepathically, because you ask and he says, I'm a Cherokee shaman, and goosebumps rise up. So you get this welling up of spirit as confirmation.
Well, it's it's amazing how people come out of nowhere to help support you, right?
I did a session with Frank Lucas. Remember Frank Lucas?
I did a session
with him. So, I mean, it's well directed.
Right. And are they working with you every day? Are you in communication with them? Are they?
I meditate. I have had, well, even recently, the old owner, the woman who I bought the shop from her estate, showed up because I'm selling my shop. I've got stargazers up for sale. And I said, if you want input, get me people. And the next day, I got a call out of the blue from a potential buyer.
Oh, isn't that something, Diana? Wow. it's just really never short of amazing to see the way in which the universe and spirit helps us when we need it. We're not alone, no matter what it is we're going through, whether it's
right.
something simple or not.
It's important that we acknowledge it. Thank you. A simple thank you reinforces the energy.
You know, thank you, and thank you so much for bringing up that very important point, because we have to be grateful for the love and support that's there for us when we need it. We have to be grateful for that and acknowledge it, just like you said. And I know that gratitude is something you practice daily. So why don't we practice that now? What's one thing you're grateful for, Diana, today?
The love of my family.
The love of your family. That is a true blessing.
I just got
sure.
a poem today. Mary and I have 2 biological children. And then we took a 10-year break after the boys were gone. And our nieces, Mary's sister, died. And the girls came to live with us. And the youngest one is now teaching in Salem, Oregon. And she sent me a poem she has written. And I can't read it. I read it once and was a mess, so I can't go back yet. But I am well loved and grateful.
You are well loved. You are well loved. That is for sure, Diana. And we're coming up on the end of our show here. I am just so happy that you were able to spend this time with us to be able to help anybody who is listening out there that might be going through a difficult time, no matter what diagnosis they may have, or no matter what you might be going through that's a challenge right now. I know that there were points in here that you could take away to help you on your path. And again, I want to direct our listeners to our Facebook page. Mark has posted some very important links for you to reference as good resources, places that you can go to for support. And Diana, we just want to send you so much love and thank you for inspiring us today. And we just wish you so much love on your path. Thank you so much, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
And thank you, Larry,
Kim
for being
and
with us.
Thank you. You're back.
And that concludes our show today. And we just want to say thank you for being with us, Inspire listeners. We look forward to being back here with you 1 week from today on Inspire Living with Mark and Kim on OM Times Radio. Until then, namaste.